This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. As family farms disappear from the landscape, the Western Illinois Museum is looking to preserve their place in local history. The museum is starting a project called Homegrown, Celebrating the Family Farm. The project will include oral histories. The museum is also looking for photographs, documents, and even recipes from family farms. The museum says it will digitize those so the originals can stay with families. Museum Director Sue Scott says the celebration will also include a film series featuring documentaries about small farms. The first film, Honeyland, will be shown this weekend.
Honeyland is a documentary film about a Balkan beekeeper who teaches her skill to a new family who has a different approach to beekeeping. And the two of them have to come to terms with which is best for their community. We're looking at these films and the series of films that have to do with agricultural work of different kinds.
Why is that?
We are doing and focusing on our local family farms, and we want to celebrate them and understand their long history and important history in our region. So films is one way to look at what other people are doing with maybe shedding some light on issues that are facing our own community.
Yeah, this film series is part of a larger project at the museum, which, as you mentioned, is focusing on family farms, correct?
That's right. We think that there's a strong history, but we actively want to document and look at the families as they exist today. So as a museum, our role is to collect these stories.
So will this be documented in a special exhibit at the museum?
It'll be an ongoing initiative. So as people get comfortable with the idea, maybe what you can look at it as sort of a, we're creating a family profile or family scrapbook. And as those things are collected and the family is comfortable with that, we will put it up in the exhibit space and people can come and look at those and hear things like the oral histories. And as you see with the films and the other initiatives that we'll be doing, this is a way to kind of tie all these ideas together and approach it from different ways.
So to get back to the films, was it difficult to find films focused on agriculture or on family farming?
Yes and no. There's a handful of documentaries, and they're quite varied. Some of them are maybe more on a political spectrum. But given our idea of looking at the family, the ones we've chosen have to do with individual stories and how they are looking at either cultural changes, environmental changes, practice changes that are affecting their practice. So it's a selection looking at an individual approach.
And your Family Farms initiative, the overall project, will any of that be archived online?
We're hoping to. We're trying to find the best vehicle which we can use that, again, the families can take with them. We're all familiar with Pinterest, right? So I think we want something maybe a little bit more approachable or usable. So we're hoping to, yes.
Have you started to get the word out about this project? And if so, what sort of response are you getting?
We are just starting to get the word out. We are fortunate enough to receive a grant from Compere Financial, which has an office in our community, and they're very supportive. So with that, we are setting up our launch dates in mid-February to start collecting. If people are interested, they can contact the museum, and our information's on our website. But with this, one of the grant will allow us to buy a large bed scanner so we can make nice quality digital scans of all kinds of documents and photographs that families can bring in. And again, we would share those digital copies with the family, and then we would also keep a copy in our collection.
Sue Scott is director of the Western Illinois Museum in Macomb. She says the museum will show Honeyland Friday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2. There is a suggested donation of $5 at the door. Other movies will be shown in the coming months. Scott says the larger project, Homegrown, Celebrating the Family Farm, will continue for the next 12 to 18 months. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.